Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Thurman moves to second. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Crow reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. Thurman scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Crow scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thurman. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 3-1, Reds. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell strikes out. There goes Thurman. The throw from Taylor to Banks, and Thurman is out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey fires to third and picks off Banks. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 1 in the game. Gramas hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thompson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Drabowski moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball towards right. Thurman catches it and throws to Crow, who throws to third to double up Drabowski. Thompson tags and scores. It's 3-2, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0 for 1 in the game. Newcomb hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes now playing right field. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Harvey Haddix pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Don Newcomb. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Roy McMillan now playing shortstop. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields the ball and throws to Acker covering. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball towards left field. Robinson makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. DeFondi pinch hits for Eddie Mixes. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi now playing right field. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Footer Johnson pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tanner moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Tanner scores. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Cubs. Bob Purkey now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Hoke applying the tag. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Fondi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. L. Tapp now catching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Cubs. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Bob Purkey. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.